For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
All right, folks, it's streaming showtime, episode 2 today here on Wednesday, March the 20th. You've got about an hour and a half or so before games begin. That's more than enough time to listen to this show and make your last second long streaming decisions. And we've got some options today. Again, you can find me over on social media at Dan Bespris, DanBesBris. This is a SportsEthos.com presentation. You can find all the information you need to know about Sports Ethos and me and our sponsors and our Discord and our products of in the show description, no matter how you're taking in today's podcast. So with that, I bring you schedule analysis. As always, for those that are watching live, we'll do just a quick scroll through the board so you guys can see what this week looks like, especially starting today on Wednesday. And yes, you probably saw some bright blue as we scrolled through. Those are critical spots. But before we get to the ads, let's start with the drops. Who are the worst teams to have players on right now? Well, the worst is all by itself, and that's the Charlotte Hornets. You might be like, Dan, doesn't Dallas also have a terrible schedule? And I'd be like, yes, listeners, viewers, you are correct. However, Dallas plays tomorrow. So while both the Hornets and the Mavericks each play only one game over the final 5 days of this week, the Hornets have 3 days off starting today. There's absolutely no reason to hang on to, I would argue, any Hornet for 5 games or 5 days with one ball game, but certainly not when you can grab a team with 4 games left. That's a big and easy call to make. With 3 games left. Get your head in the game, Dan. You're getting text messages about your kid at preschool and you're distracted. 3 games left the rest of the week. Lots of choices to go from 1 to 3 games. And the beautiful part about it is a bunch of teams play twice before the Hornets even have another ball game. So legitimately, you're turning 3 days of nothing into possibly 2 games. And with a third game, you don't lose anything on the tail end of the week either. I can make the argument that the Mavericks fall into a similar category, but likely you have someone on the Mavs like a Kyrie or a Luka. Daniel Gafford would be the only one who's a little bit farther down the board where you're like, well, Kyrie and Luka, you're trying to hold on to even after their game. With the Hornets, I don't know that there's anybody that's high enough ranked. Even Miles Bridges, where you're like, do I really hang on for any reason at all here? Like, I want to try to make it last, but ugh. You can get so much more out of these guys on the wire, these 3 gamers that are everywhere compared to 1 game of a Hornet or 1 game of basically anybody on the Mavericks outside of Luka and Kyrie. But again, the nice thing about Dallas is that, let's say you do have Daniel Gafford, you can play him tomorrow, and you can still pivot off of a Maverick for the last 3 days of this week. Play somebody that has 2 games over that stretch. That way you're still getting the game out of the guy you like the most. In a way where with the Hornets, if you tried to hang on and say play Miles Bridges, there's no way to get more than one additional game at the end of the week, and you're really not gaining much in a long term either. So those are your two terrible schedules, the Hornets being much worse. There are a couple of schedules that are also relatively bad, comparatively. These are pretty bad if they were kind of like in a vacuum, but compared to Charlotte and Dallas, they're only kind of bad, and that's Minnesota and Orlando. Minnesota's the worse of the two. They're off for 2 days, then they have two games, and then they're off, well, over 3 days, and then they're off for two more days. So it's like the inversion of a 5-7. Basically, the Kings play every day that Minnesota doesn't, and the Wolves play every day the Kings doesn't. Meaning, Minnesota has a two-game week starting today. That's bad. Minnesota's had a terrible schedule for a lot of these playoffs. Now, I get it. They have two games left the rest of this week, and then they have one game over 4 days to start next week. So if you really loved your Timberwolf, say like an Anthony Edwards type, then yes, it obviously makes sense to hold and see what happens. But you've got an injured Naz Reid, you've got an injured Rudy Gobert, you've got a bunch of fill-in level guys, and you've got Mike Conley, basically. Head-to-head, there really isn't that big of a reason to keep these dudes over that seven-game span. Whatever you do when you pick up a player now has to be over that week. Meaning, you could drop a Timberwolf for a King and hold for 7 days, and you'd actually get a three-game bump over those 7 days. That's wild. Truly outstanding. I think I got that right. I think they are inversions of one another. And then the other one that we were just talking about was Orlando, but that one's a little bit... No. Did I say Orlando? Come on, Dan, get your head in the game. Yes, Orlando is the other one. They have games tomorrow and Saturday, so it's a little bit easier if you have a Magic you really like, and there aren't that many. Paolo, Points League, Franz for everything else, basically, and Suggs lately has been a lot better. You could, if you wanted to, hang on through Saturday, make a move on Sunday before they have 3 days off, basically. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they don't play. That would be where you could gain a bunch of games because then they slip into... They're two games over 7 days, but the worst of it comes after tomorrow, basically. And they're one game over 5 days on, like, two different angles. You could also make your move on Sunday and still have a one game in 5 day span. They basically have a schedule coming up where after tomorrow, they have the schedule that the Hornets have today, if that makes sense. Excuse me, the Mavericks have today. So Orlando's schedule is not the worst thing in the world yet, but it's about to be. If you wanted to get out in front of it, you could, or you wait and you make your move in a day or 2 days or 3 days or whatever it is. So that fits in a little bit better. Now we look over at the best schedules, and I'll just put this picture right on Sacramento because there ain't anybody close. The Kings play 5 games over the next 7 days. That's the best schedule you'll ever have in a 7-game span in the modern NBA outside of like a crazy makeup scenario that doesn't seem to be happening now that COVID is not a big-time problem all the time. Kings play 5 times in 7 nights. Phoenix and Utah, they each have a back-to-back. And they could also go, if you wanted to go 3 games in 4 nights, or 4 and 6. So there's some flexibility there, meaning they have a back-to-back today. Then they play Saturday, and they play Monday of next week. Same thing for both of those two teams. Monday is close to an overload day for next week. It's right on the borderline. Wednesday and Friday are the max overload days next week, so that's where things get really hairy. Boston, Portland, and Toronto are three teams that also have a back-to-back, but on the tail end of a 3-game and 4-day span, meaning they go today, then they're off, then they have a back-to-back Friday, Saturday. So that was Boston, who we just talked about. That was Portland that we just talked about, right? Yes, Portland and Toronto. Those teams all have pretty good schedules over the next 4 days, but minimal flexibility because you'd want to hold until Saturday on those. Though, Portland, Toronto, they slide into an every other day valuation for a couple of ball games after that. Boston, they fizzle out after Monday. Boston's schedule gets very light after Monday. And then finally, Milwaukee has a back-to-back, but this is very short-sighted. They go back-to-back, then they're off for 2 days, so they have one game over 4 days. The big thing with Milwaukee is that they actually have a really good schedule next week because they play on the non-overload days. So their 3-game week might be like you get 3 games and you give up 0. Still, I don't know how you pick up Milwaukee right now if you're not going to hold all the way through next Saturday. It's not the best. I think I'd probably look more at the Bucks on Sunday because then you get that last game this week and you can hold through the lighter calendar days. But again, if you have, you know, if like a Malik Beasley's floating around because Giannis is still out, Beasley will be a little bit better. Portis is not going to be on the wire. And you're probably not extending any farther than that, even though someone like a, you know, a Connaughton might be a little, or Jay Crowder was better in their last ball game. Those are guys that you get nothing if Giannis is back. So it's a very hard call to make if you're planning on holding through next Saturday.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, so we've given you the bad schedules, the teams that you should be thinking about dropping from. We've given you the good schedules, the teams you should be considering moving on to. Who are the players on those good schedules that you should be considering? That's where we want to try to get into the weeds a little bit. What's the pickup? What's the move? There's always something that we got to do out there. Well, this is what we saw this morning, and you know we'll make adjustments as news continues to come in. But for the Kings, who has the best schedule, Harrison Barnes and Keon Ellis are the two names you'd want to look at. With Kevin Huerter injured, we know that Ellis is going to get pretty good minutes right now. And he's an insane defensive player. If you watch him, he's, you know, hyper high-octane guy. Hopefully you get a three-pointer. You know, maybe he takes four or five shots. If you get up to six, that's a big win for him. Barnes is just a guy who's fringy in every sense of the universe, but five games and seven nights out of a fringy player is generally pretty good. I'm much more excited about Keon Ellis because, heaven forbid, Huerter misses a week or someone else gets hurt and misses any ball game in there. Ellis will play 30 minutes, and you might get 15 defensive stats over this next 7 days. Like, you might legitimately get eight steals and seven blocks or nine and six or something like that. These are, you know, people throw around the term this, like, will win you a week. It's not going to win you a week, but on top of what you're getting out of the rest of your team, that's how it maybe pushes you over the top in that week. Maybe you're now competitive in a category you thought you were going to lose. Maybe a category you thought was going to be close. He could tip you in the winning side in both of them. I love Keon Ellis for the next five games. I think this is a great pickup. I think you could use him in Roto if you're hunting steals and blocks. There's just a lot of reasons to lean in his direction. That next tier down we talked about was the Suns and the Jazz. Royce O'Neal and Eric Gordon are kind of the only guys you'd look at on Phoenix. I'm not big proponents of them, although O'Neal's last ball game was a little bit better. And then for Utah, with guys in and out of the lineup, Jordan Clarkson still out. We don't know about John Collins still for tonight. What's the report there? Did we get anything back on him yet? Still nothing? Nope, still nothing. So, hard to know, but Taylor Hendricks and Chris Dunn would be the possible plays there because Dunn's probably going to get about 20 to 24 minutes. He'll get you some steals and assists. Hendricks is a guy that could get you, you know, 8 to 10 points, 6 to 8 rebounds, maybe a steal, maybe a three, maybe you squeeze in a block. And it seems like you can do it on decent percentages. So, again, you know, you take the three games and four nights or you want to extend it to four games and six nights or whatever, that's not terrible. Hendricks probably my favorite of that group. And then you move down one more tier. I didn't even go down all the way to Milwaukee because I already said Malik Beasley, and he's kind of the only one you're looking at. The next tier down was the Celtics, the Blazers, the Raptors, teams that had the 3 and 4, but with the back-to-back flipped, so it's on the tail end. For the Celtics, Peyton Pritchard is the guy. He's probably only going to get about 19 minutes in this ball game, but then he'll probably get 30-plus in the back-to-back when the Celtics rest a bunch of dudes. So again, over three games, now instead of, you know, you sort of tabulate it all up and you say, all right, well, 30, 30, and 20, or, you know, 32, 32, and 19 or something like that, you're talking about over 80 minutes, 81, 82, 83, something like that, which is close to three starters level performances out of a guy that can give you points, assists, some steals, definitely some threes, decent free throw percent, field goal percent a little bit up in the air. I like Pritchard a lot for these next three ball games. Scoot on the Blazers would be interesting because Simons is probably going to rest one half of their back-to-back. Jabari Walker is more of a rebound stream. Tumani Kamara is more of a prayer. And then for the Raptors, Bruce Brown, if he's on the wire, this would be a time to pick him back up. Grady Dick is intriguing. I don't like his fantasy game all that much, but again, 3 days and four nights. And then Jontay Porter, who's playing about 20 minutes of a reserve center role and getting some defensive stats and, you know, a couple of rebounds and a couple of points. As these teams lean into more of a tank mindset, those types of guys get a little bit more appealing, but again, they're not my favorite. Who are Dan's favorites on this list? Keon Ellis and Barnes, because their schedule is the best. And then of tier two and tier three, where the schedules are not all that separate, Pritchard and Hendricks are probably kind of my first grouping. The next group down would be Bruce Brown, possibly by himself in that tier. And then the third tier down, if none of those guys is available, that's where you get into Royce O'Neal, Gordon, Dunn, Scoot. And then everybody else is kind of below that. That's the way I look at that that segment. Quick check of the chat room. A handful of you guys were able to squeeze in here. Let's see. Daily Roto League. I'm hunting free throw percent. Mobley's on the wire. I think you got to leave him alone. It doesn't sound like he's back. I mean, if you want to stash him, great. I have no idea if he's going to play again. Jess says, in a head-to-head league, I picked up Gary Trent and Keontae George yesterday. Should I drop one for Portis or Trace or save my last two pickups, or I can drop Trey Murphy and use one pickup? Gary Trent is not someone you should be dropping because he has three games in four nights. Same with Utah. Those guys have really good schedules right now. Unless we're talking about, is this day ahead, maybe? Maybe that's the question where I got confused because Golden State goes tomorrow. Golden State has two games the rest of the week after today. No, I'm all turned around here. Golden State has three. Utah has three. Toronto has three. Yeah, I wouldn't use a move if you're not gaining a game played. Hopefully that was a bit more clear. And then New Orleans, they still have three games as well, and they have a really good schedule next week. So I think I'd probably stand pat there. Dan, would you drop Aaron Nesmith tonight to grab Isaiah Hartenstein? I'm hunting defensive categories. Indiana still has two games left. The Knicks still have two games left. I think I'd stand pat. I don't think that there's... I mean, if this is for head-to-head streaming, you generally don't want to make a move if you aren't gaining a game played. Jimmy Butler is in. Who do I drop? Onyeka Okongwu, Aaron Nesmith, or Amen Thompson? It's a little bit based on statistical need. The drop is probably Nesmith. Would you pick up Middleton for Milwaukee if he was available? I don't think Chris plays the back-to-back here for the Bucks, but for next week, for Sunday through their light days next week, then the answer becomes a yes. Thoughts on Isaac Okoro and the Cleveland Cavaliers schedule? Question from Sammy. Let's take a look at Cleveland. I believe they're every other day the rest of this week. Yeah, I got no problem with Okoro. They are four games in 6 days, but the back-to-back is at the tail end of that, so that would end up being Sunday, Monday. So not a bad schedule if you're trying to front-load next week, but then they roll right into the overflow days. So it's possible that if you picked up an Okoro, you don't gain all that much here. I'm fine with it, by the way. I think he's going to have an okay line each of these next four ball games, or however long Donovan Mitchell's out. We think about a week, so next four ball games. But then you probably don't get to use him Wednesday or Friday or maybe even Sunday of next week. And so then this pickup becomes probably someone you drop on Tuesday of next week. So that's fine. I have no problem with it. The only downside for Okoro in Cleveland is that if you do pick up a Cav, you're pretty much locked into holding them through Monday. So minimal flexibility, even though not a bad schedule. You do still get three games the rest of this week. Dropping Caruso for LeVert? Four games for Cleveland, only three for Chicago, and Caruso's questionable tomorrow. Cleveland, four games? Are we talking about next week? We must be talking about next week. No, both teams have four games next week. Oh, maybe you're saying two games left for Chicago this week versus three for the Cavaliers. Yeah, I mean, it's not insane because if Caruso misses that game, then... So you're front loading. You're looking to get through Monday of next week. No, both those teams actually have a game on Monday. So it is four versus three if you're holding through Monday of next week. Yeah, I mean, if you have... This is one of those moves you make where, like, you have some extra moves left over. I'm probably waiting until tomorrow to get a report on Caruso because he's been so freaking good this year that I don't want to abandon ship unless I have to. You do have one team tomorrow that goes three times in 4 days. It's the Pelicans. There aren't that many options, mind you, but there is one. So if Caruso gets ruled out tomorrow, you could still turn his now one remaining game into a three-game week. Yes, you miss out on LeVert, who's like pretty decent here with Donovan Mitchell out. So if you have that extra move, if you still have two or even three moves left today, you could probably make that swap. But if you're down to like your last move, if you're in the 1-2-ish range, I'd probably hang on and make sure Caruso's not playing before you drop a guy who's healthy. It's hard for me to make the call to drop a healthy player to gain one ball game, but if you find out he's not, it becomes a much easier call to make. All right, my little guy's about to show up from preschool, so I got to get off air before he does. Thank you guys for watching. Please follow on Twitter at Dan Bespris. Please like, rate, subscribe. Take a second to subscribe. I'm going to keep trying to do these shows every day until the season ends. I hope they remain helpful. Hugs and kisses to you all. We'll see you tomorrow for a recap show. I'm Dan. Bye-bye.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.